Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SLB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us, we have a talk cast every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either join on the phone, just dial 724-444-7444. Just follow the directions. The call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the Talk Show website at www.talkshoe.com and search for call ID 17702. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. It's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, if you need to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is FranzGames, FranzGames. And of course, you can follow me on the Twitters. My account there is Paul Franz. So to follow me there, just go to twitter.com/PaulFranz. It's PaulFranz. And of course, I have a secondary account called FranzGames where I announce this podcast, various news for FranzGames, and of course, the client updates for SLB Online and Starfleet Warlord Aid. Anything else I come up with? And moving on to the quick news from ADB this week. Steve Cole got to work at least a couple hours every day this past week, which is awesome to hear that he's, you know, he's actually been able to work at least that hard. And just don't want to overdo it, you know. But he spent most of his time on the ships for our store on Shapeways, but did a few other projects as, you know, like shipping the next communicate and also revising the Vudar map for the Fedden Empire, which is awesome to hear. Steve Petrick was busy working on Starfleet Battles updates and also the Zinni and Gorn Master Starship book. Gene was busy working on the Facebook page, of course, uploading various Shipways miniatures. And also, you know, managing the BBS because we kind of minor spam assault there and she beat it down like it deserves to be beaten. Moving on to the SLB Online tournaments, we have, of course, RAT 47 tournament, which is not quite completed. Grim actually is one of the competitors in that, and unfortunately, he has other commitments, real life. Things. I'm not sure. It wasn't specified exactly what the issue is, but I'm sure it's something important, whether it's family or health related issues, you know, that kind of stuff. Whatever, we wish him the best and hopefully he can get to his games as soon as possible. Also, when it comes to World League Tournament, we have Asmordan was over Sleepy Cat, so that means it's 1-1 for the finals. We're waiting for Craig versus Devil. They're supposed to play Tuesday. I'm assuming Tuesday at 9 o'clock, 9:30 GMT. That's Majid Farsi, i.e. Devil. Was talking about was this past week, though I've not heard anything from that. And I actually have not taken a look-see to see if they actually were online at all. And also the Platinum Hat tournament, the tree is posted, but no one's played any games really. There's nothing that's been reported and nothing's been posted online. Now it's possible that some games have already been played, but they started and they just haven't been reported at all, that any progress. So I'm going to keep an eye on that and I'll report it as I have available. When it comes to library, sorry, no progress there, though I was correct in Neon Pico. He was supposed to send me something and he didn't do that. He mostly was fix-ups, but still there's some new ones which he wanted to complete. But still, sorry, we're still stuck at 70.6% complete. So with that is the news for this week. And it's me, yes, one of the only Paul Franz welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, it's me and Dave. Dave's in the chat room. So it's just me. I'll be talking. Hopefully other people will show up a little bit later tonight. But in the meantime, you got me. Now, a couple quick things to note that one I forgot to announce in this portion, and I please forgive me. Number one, I will not be doing a podcast next week because I'm going to be going to pick up my daughter up north. So it's going to be, I'll be on my drive back from going up north when I'm supposed to start this podcast. Well, not probably when I'm supposed to start the podcast, but it's enough of running around that I will not want to feel like it's like a travel day. On a travel day, you just want to get home and just collapse, you know. So I'm not going to have a podcast next week. That's number one. Number two, if you are currently grabbing this feed from iTunes, see if you can see if you can update your podcast catcher to grab the podcast not from the feed from TalkShoe, but from either sfuoncall.com or from Google's Play Store. The reason why I say that is that something happened last week that makes me really concerned. And that is that the upload functionality did not work. Heck, I tried to upload the next day and it was not working. And this is the second time in a row I've had problems uploading the modified version of the podcast. Because, you know, I add the news portion afterwards. Well, I was unable to add the news portion until like later this, you know, earlier this week. Well, right before I did this podcast, because I totally forgot to update the podcast, and I apologize for those of you who have already listened to the previous podcast and went, "Where's the news portion? It's missing." And I apologize for not trying to get it out earlier, but. So, see if you can switch the feed. I'm going to see if I can get iTunes to switch the feed from pointing to TalkShoe to pointing to my private website. Because I think that's going to be probably the few. That's going to be, that is the current home, and I think that's probably going to be the best home for now on, because of I am concerned about them not keeping things up to date. Now, given that I might at some point switch, you know, got these things happening. Got Skype that updated to remove a lot of the features that I like. They changed the UI for no particular reason. So I might drop using Skype altogether and see if there's something else I can use instead of Skype. Like Discord or something like that. Also, I might start just streaming this audio instead of through TalkShoe, but I have my own audio feed that you'll be able to grab from sfuoncall.com. If that happens, I will let you know. At the moment, you know, TalkShoe's still okay; it's still working. So I'll probably still stick around for the moment, but. It's something I am definitely looking into because that's actually something I've wanted to do for a while because of the whole issue with TalkShoe still does not support people going into the chat room and actually listening to the audio while they're in the chat room. So, you know, that makes it kind of, and to my understanding, they have no app that will allow them to do this. So you have to do one or the other. Either have the HTML page be able to stream while you're in the chat room, or have an app where they can do the same thing. You have to have one or the other because otherwise we have nothing for mobile. And mobile is becoming so critical. That's why I've been working to actually... I actually worked on it not this past week, but the week before this past week, where I was trying to get it working so that I actually can record here in TalkShoe, but also stream my own live stream separately. And fortunately, since audio is pretty much low bandwidth, I should be able to do two separate feeds, you know, one through Skype and one directly from my PC over, you know, over the wire out, you know, out to the internet. So I should be able to do that. And given that not that many people listen to the live portion, you know, I'll get maybe a maximum of 10 people in the chat room at one time. I think I can handle 10. And if I can't, then I'll look into either a service that can do the streaming or, so, you know, setting it up on my own server. Because if I recall correctly, the server that I currently have actually can support it quite well. The bandwidth is not capped, and I don't think you guys are going to run me out of bandwidth. Now, you know, not until I start getting into like, oh, and get over like 50 to 100 live people. That's a different thing. But I think I'll be fine. So until that time, we're here. So I meant that to be shorter, but oh well. But so the and one and only topic that I'm planning on for tonight is, of course, holiday gifts. Now, this might be an abbreviated podcast just because I had to get to bed a little early because I have to go into work tomorrow because of things didn't go quite well with my computer at work. And so I might actually have to, I definitely have to go into work just to fix it, which is annoying. The only reason I have to go into work to fix it is, and because I have my own laptop here, so I can do my work. The problem is that computer is a shared computer, and that's where our mobile app actually gets, that's going to be released. Like, this supposed to be released like tomorrow. Supposed to upload it to be released to like the app stores and that kind of thing tomorrow, and no one's been able to get it up and running. So I have to go in and fix it. So this might be a little bit shorter, maybe not. But definitely I'll give you some great gift ideas. Some of them obviously are kind of old. I'm not going to apologize for repeating last year, because some of these are good. And actually some of these I just realized that I definitely am repeating, even though they're really good. Just because of, this is before the whole Shapeways thing. But anyhow, let's start. Let's get it right off the top. Just get it done, you know. And then we'll move on. Obviously, for me, you know, not that I'm hawking my own stuff, but I kind of am. But at the same time, I think people would enjoy playing it, and especially there's many nights which are really great, where you get so many people there talking and watching games, and it's a great time. That is, of course, SFB Online. Go to sfbonline.com. You can sign up for either SFB Online or FedCom Online or both. So you can play one or the other or both, which would be great. Ah, yes. Thank you. Yes. Dave, this is reminding me of something which we will get to. Also, currently actually have, and because those two, there are actually, you can get gift gift certificates. I bring up a nice little web page, and then you can print out, the idea is that you could print out the web page like into a PDF or something like that, maybe print it out on a printer and hand it to the person. You know, it's not the best quality. I probably should work on updating that the gift certificates, but you know, it'll be a valid gift certificate with a valid number and that you can enter in to buy a new subscription. Now, renewals, I'm sorry, I still have not gotten around to actually having, so you can get a different gift certificate for renewals. But you can buy it for a renewal. Just email me, contact me, and say, okay, I've got this renewal. Here's the number. And I'll be, can you apply this to this account? And I'll be happy, more than happy, to do that for you. Because obviously, I want to encourage people to buy gift certificates. And have so they can give it to someone who they love and who would love to play online, especially if it's a renewal. Obviously, they already enjoy the service. As I hope they do. I'll do that next week. But anyway, so let's get that out of the way. Obviously, you might want to encourage people to sign up for Starfleet Warlord. That's one thing to let you know that there is for Starfleet Warlord. There is a beginner's game, which is free. So if you want to point people towards that, that would be fantastic. And if you don't want to, if you don't know about Starfleet Warlord, but obviously if you play it and you enjoy it, there's a sign up so that people can create an account and then they can sign up for a beginner's game. And I currently got one beginner's game going on, and the more people we have, the more beginner's games I will be happy to start up and get running. So moving on to the next one, which actually I'm going to take it right from Dear Dave, who's in the chat room, which is artisandice.com, which, if I recall correctly, Dave, from last year, you guys were, this is the website. This is the beautiful website. Artisandice.com is absolutely have these gorgeous dice. Absolutely gorgeous. Of course, some of them are kind of expensive. Like, theirs is one dice. It's got, actually, that's maybe the number. That's why, because they're called Big Bleep Dice. They go from $235 for a set to $532. So these ain't cheap. But let me just give you some of the different. These are made out of wood. They have walnut, red palm, African mahogany, black palm wood with British brass inlay, bloodwood with electrum, dalmata, East India rosewood, ivory wood, padauk, black palm wood, bloodwood, sebal, desert ironwood with brass, and East Indian rosewood with brass, maple, orange agate, purple heart with electrum, red heart, shadua, and yellow heart. These are really, really nice wooden dice. I'm just looking at some of these, and these are awesome. These are totally awesome. Obviously, they say a limited run, and I can't imagine why. Ooh. Dave was just mentioning that some of them are very expensive dice. Some are made out of gator bone. Some are made out of Jack Daniel's barrels, which that's interesting. And there's also one mammoth tusk, which, cool. Oh, that's kind of neat. There's one, is it Siebel? Big bleep D20s with Celtic knot inlay, they look really nice. But definitely, if you're a person who rolls a lot of dice, this is, you want to get something special dice, this is the place. Now, as I mentioned, these dice are not cheap. The cheapest so far I've seen actually are inlaid Padauk D20s with sapwood for $89. That's the cheapest set I've seen so far on this website. So, say very least, if you want a dice, that's a good place to go. Also, when it comes to dice, obviously, another place you can go, which I'm pretty sure we talked about last year, which was Shapeways Dice. There are some really, really awesome metal dice on Shapeways. And I think definitely one to look at. Those are two places where you really, really should look at the dice. And speaking of Shapeways, there's a couple things that actually you can get at Shapeways. Some of them kind of obvious, i.e. the miniatures. You know, obviously if someone likes to do miniatures, you know, in your family, that's a perfect place to go get some miniatures. Whether it is SFB or actually some other ones are available too. And just a reminder that ADB actually has Shapeways ornaments on Shapeways, which basically, from the looks of it, looks like they took one of the miniatures and did this, add a little loop, you know, kind of thing. So you can attach a hook or put like a bow, like a ribbon kind of thing, in it, so you can hang it on a tree. Obviously, what would be really cool for you, now this, you have to do this pretty quickly because I'm not sure, well, actually, if you're, you know, you probably want to get pretty quickly if you want to do that, especially for those people you love. I'm assuming that you might want to actually paint them because obviously being Shapeways, they're unpainted. Obviously, if you want to, you don't have to paint them. You can leave them just white or black or, if I recall correctly, they also, I did not check the miniature, the ornaments to see if they have a clear version, which obviously, if you have clear, you don't want to paint it. There's a reason why you get it clear, you know? But also, one thing, a reminder of Shapeways is they actually offer gift cards. So that would be a great thing to get for someone in your life who loves, you know, miniatures. But it's not just miniatures. There's dice. There's all kinds of, there's actually figurines and so forth. All, you know, Shapeways has such a collection of things to buy that you can. That gift cards would be a great thing, or whether a virtual gift card, I guess, is what it is. Like, well, mine, which is a virtual gift certificate. Also, one thing that also related to Shapeways is HeroForge.com. This place, this is one of those ones that I think is awesome. And I know we've had some other people mention this before, in that they've wanted to have something like a Hero Forge type functionality for Shapeways. That is, the ability to add, you know, this weapon here, not this weapon here, but at least like have it like different variants, and just have it so that it can add like the dishes to a miniature or whatever. So instead of having separate miniatures, be able to add little things. But the great thing about Hero Forge is you can create your own little miniature figure. And that is really great, especially if they're into either D&D or, you know, Starfleet Marine. Because I can imagine how much fun it would actually be to play Starfleet Marines with miniature figurines. You know, get a larger board, you know, to be honest, I'm not sure who makes them anymore, because actually I went to ChessX looking for one, you know, single-sided mats, and they say they don't make them anymore. So, at least the vinyl mats. I'm not sure, you have to check Amazon or whatever. I did not do a Google search for mats because I wasn't going to recommend them. But obviously, that's something. If you have miniatures, you might want to get a nice big mat for playing and especially for Starfleet Marines, which actually would be kind of cool. But that's a little more difficult because of obviously you want terrain on the map, in which case you might have to do something goofy, whether it means like using dry erase board onto like a plain white map, you know, have its special like almost dry erase board material. I'm not sure if they make this. Oh, and they also mentioned that ReaperMini.com is a great place for minis. Reaper, R-E-A-P-E-R, mini.com. So you can shop there, which is an excellent, excellent place. But the great thing about Hero Forge is that you can customize every little aspect to it. And to me, what would be really cool is to create a customized miniature for a friend. So, you know, this kind of represents you, like especially definitely if you're a D&D, you know, this is the kind of thing that people get. They say, okay, here's the miniature that this is my mini, you know, and for different campaigns, and maybe they'll get different minis for different campaigns. Also, Dave is mentioning that it's called miniaturemarket.com is he says another good one for miniatures. So if you're into miniatures, that's one place to go. Actually, I had a really, I think, well, let's go with not the really neat idea yet, because I've got one I'll bring up, which is another one, which is obviously since there are Starfleet battles. And you like the Starfleet universe, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. One which might, you know, I definitely didn't mention last year, and I figured I'd mention this year, and I thought it was kind of different and kind of interesting, which is getting a DVD or Blu-ray, the collection of Star Trek, the original series, you know, the whole series. You know, get a collection for people, because obviously, people like Starfleet Universe, they usually like the original Star Trek series. So give them a collection if they don't already have it. You know, obviously, all of that goes without saying. You don't give a person another copy of the present that they already have it. Which actually, not quite the case in this one. They might have like a DVD version, and they've upgraded to a Blu-ray player. So get that. The only thing I bought my copy of the original series, 10 years ago or something. My kids actually like to watch some of the episodes, which was interesting. But what was disconcerting is that they got rid of the original models and replaced it with CGI, you know, for the ships. To me, it's like, why do you do this? Because it always drives me crazy when they do this kind of thing where they re-release a movie, they upgraded like the CGI. So instead of using these old miniatures or old way of doing things, they upgrade, quote unquote, upgrade to be more realistic. It's like, no. Why are you doing that? Why are you ruining it? Because you look at everything else about the Star Trek original series and you go, okay, you have this kind of almost, I was going to say blinders on, but there's an incongruity if you have upgraded like CGI, but the scenes that are being actually acted out, they're still using the same old, you know, the stuff from the 1960s. So, you know, that always drove me a little crazy. Now, the one kind of neat idea that I had that I thought would be really good, let's start with something simple. Actually, not the ultimate idea, which is coming up, which is if you have a person who does miniatures in your life and you want to give them a Christmas, a holiday gift, get them a good set of brushes. Go to your local art store, arts and crafts store. Like, I know AC Moore around here and Michaels. I know AC Moore definitely has them. And I think Michaels does too. Some really high quality brushes. These high quality brushes, they are not cheap. But obviously, the brushes are going to be the smaller brushes. But those brushes are worth it. They're beautiful. They're awesome. You can get this pinpoint accuracy. And it is. They're great. And if you have a person who does miniatures, you know, they probably already have a set of brushes, but I'm willing to bet you they would appreciate you buying them a good set of brushes, because brushes, they die. Let's be honest here, they die. You know, the bristles come out. Or, you know, they break one, or they can't get it clean, so it's nice and smooth anymore. You know, they die. So I'm sure they'd appreciate a good set of brushes. Now, there's one thing I thought of, which I thought was kind of a neat idea. And that is what I call the beginner's miniature kit. And that, what you do is you make up this little kit. And in this kit, you have one or two minis. I think two minis would be best because of one, you know, everyone's first miniature really sucks. You know, you do an awful job because it's your first one. You know, you don't know how to do better. It's not until you get some more practice in that it's going to be awful. Obviously, the second one's going to be a little better, but at least give them two. You know, give them, you know, like maybe a Klingon and the Federation CA, you know, something basic. Obviously, you have to know the person. If the person, just like Star Trek, obviously going with, you can't go wrong with Klingons and a Klingon and the Federation. Can't go wrong with those. Or if you want to, you can go all the way to Romulans. And what I'm talking about is like the War Eagle, Snipe, those kind of Romulans, where the original series have those. The newer ones, obviously, are a little hard to do. But of course, you know, okay, get one or two minis, a set of brushes, you know, go to the arts and crafts store, get a set of brushes. You know, they don't have to be, you know, really high quality, but I would say give them decent brushes, because get a set of paints, the colors that you think would go with the miniatures. And this is one that I would recommend, just because, maybe just because I'm older, but even when I was older, I got a whole set somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago, before I had to get these glasses so I actually can read. Now, Dave's saying a starter brush that costs you $3 to $5, so it's relatively cheap. Get a pair of what's called magnifying glasses. I call them magnifying glasses. Dave might know the actual proper term, which is the kind of headset, you know, wraps around your head, and it's this kind of visor comes down with these with magnifying lenses in them, so that it makes it easier to do those finer details and see the finer details of the miniatures. I'm just recommending that just because I personally, when I was younger, I appreciated having those magnifying glasses. Obviously, if you don't want to do that, you can, I'd say go with that, because those are relatively cheap to do, versus what my brother had, which is really cool, and I'm sure Dave's seen these, which is the loop, kind of, you have that big magnifying glass with the loop of lights, where so you can just kind of hold it in front of you and light up what you're painting that way, which is obviously it's kind of easier for people who have glasses. But you know, also it's more expensive. So it's, the reason why I recommended the magnifying glass, you know, the thing that it's wearing on the head is that it's relatively small. Cool. So I think that would be kind of, that's a neat idea to get someone into painting miniatures. You know, heck, you know, they don't even have to be Starfleet battles. You know, if a person really likes Dungeons and Dragons, or actually I check out some of the other miniatures to see if they have. I'm just thinking about my dear daughter, my youngest, who I'm going to go pick up next week. She really likes watching. What is it? Multiplier, I think it's called, who does runs through games of five. One of the games he likes running through is the Five Nights of Freddy, and she actually likes the mid. We stopped by a comic store many months ago now, but we stopped by. And they one thing they had in the comic store is that they're selling all these kind of little knickknacks for anime and different comics. And in addition to that, they also had, well, they had the Voltron, which she like absolutely wanted all five of the Voltron. And it's like, these are $20 a piece. Voltron statues. And I said, I'll get you one, but I'm not getting you five. So, she decided to get one of the Five Nights at Freddy's little figures, and she liked that. And I was thinking about that if they had Five Nights at Freddy minis, the figurines, you know, that you actually could paint, you know, that the person enjoyed that kind of game. I think that'd be fantastic. One way to introduce them. Wow. For those of you watching the game or interested, the Saints are now beating the Falcons 17-10 after like 30 seconds where they were tied. I'm sure Dave will explain that to me later, if there is much later. But so, you know, obviously the big thing here is there are many, many options when it comes to things from Shapeways to your good old gamer. Obviously, there are, if a person likes miniatures, you might want to think about getting them a miniatures box. You know, they have these padded boxes which are meant for minis, you know, and they'll keep them in better condition than most. Though, to be honest, I think with the advent of Shapeways and using non-metallic minis, I think that you probably might have a little bit less issue with them damaging each other. You know, if you just put them in like in one box. And they actually bump each other. I think it's going to be less. I think there might be less of an issue, though. I think maybe the larger ones you have to piece together. I kind of forget. And that those are the ones that you definitely would have to keep separate. Obviously, you know, for a miniatures painter, you can upgrade that miniature the beginner's miniature kit by getting like almost a toolbox. You know, where they can keep everything. You know, I probably go for one of the kind of craft boxes, that they sell at like AC Moore or Michaels, because they're more designed for arts and crafts things, which painting minis kind of goes along with that. Yeah. Dave in the chat room just mentioning that the Shapeways minis don't have flash. That's because they're not metal. That's why they don't have flash. So, and obviously, the one thing to keep in mind with the Shapeways minis is that there's different qualities, and the more you spend on a miniature, the better quality the miniature will be. And obviously, if you're giving it as a gift, you don't want to cheap out. But I'm not saying you have to buy the most expensive mini that they sell. You know, when it comes to, I mean, the type, the material used to create the mini. I'm not saying you know, go all in, but I'm just saying don't cheap out and get like spend like $7. Because I've seen those and they're pretty rough. Those are great in my mind for everyday usage. If you just need ships that kind of look like the ships, you don't plan on doing a lot of painting on them. You might do a single paint job, meaning you'll get spray paint, go, I'm not even sure you can spray paint it. I'm sure Dave will correct me. But does have just one single color. So if you want to, let's say that you want to have like two different sides using, looks like they'll use the same kind of ship, you know, but ways to differentiate them is going to be to paint them different colors, you know, and it's a quick job, you know, not one that you'd actually take, you know, brush to and go, oh, got to get to here and just fine and so forth. No, I'm not sure if you could spray paint them, but if you can, obviously spray paint them. You might have to put on some primer to have it so it's actually stuck to it. But anyhow, as I mentioned on one last year, which for those who haven't been with me that long, which I'm not sure how many of you are there, you know, how many have actually joined us from the past year, which if you have, welcome. I should have been mentioning that a lot more often than not, which is welcome to those people who are just now listening in. And that is obviously one great gift to give a gamer is, you know, if you don't go yourself, you know, and but you have a gamer that you love, you know, like a significant other kind of person. Maybe just give them a little note. You know, if they normally wouldn't go to a convention, just kind of say, this is one, you know, this is a free pass to go to a convention and just get away and have fun. You know, which might be a, wow. Dave, I did not realize you've been with me for 3 years now. Dang. Nice to have. I'm glad you've been around. But anyhow, oh jeez. I know I've been doing this podcast for many, many years now. And I enjoy it. You know, I'll keep doing it until I don't know when I'll stop doing it. Maybe until my Thursday nights come popular with something else. I don't know, probably not, because this is my Thursday nights, and I plan on doing not next week, but 2 weeks after that, like the week before Christmas, the week after Christmas, I'll be doing podcasts during those two times. So just to let you know that we will have podcasts then. You know, I think we hit the major points. Obviously, one thing I'll just mention again, which is if you roll a lot of dice and you haven't bought a dice tower, buy one. Or if a person who plays a game that uses a lot of dice, like, well, SFP, buy a dice tower. It really helps in that you don't have to worry about the dice just going everywhere. You know, I know when actually I was playing Starfleet Battles. Let me see, was this? I think this was either during college or right after college. I forget which. But we went to this guy's house. I think it's Abe. I think it was his name. And remember Abe's drones, which didn't actually I think none of us really pay attention to that closely. We should have, I think. But it's like the drones didn't have to follow the seeking weapon rules. At least that's what we think. We thought at the time. But I remember when we were rolling internals, what we do is we grab the top of the SFB Starfleet Battles box, and we roll the dice in there so it wouldn't go everywhere. Well, and of course, then there's the whole thing with the reason why people like dice towers is supposedly that it makes it more random and less skill dependent. Because, come on, let's be honest. Rolling single dice in your hand, you do have a tiny bit of control. It's not completely random. You know, so, but obviously, if you're doing this in a casino, that's why you can't just roll it out of your hand. You have to like hit the side or something like that, where it makes it a lot more random. You know, talking about, I forgot what the dice game. I'm not blackjack. That's the cards. Craps. That's what it is. Craps. So. Anyhow, I think we're going to wrap up with this evening with that, because I need to get bed a little bit early, and hopefully I can get things all put together and go to bed, and so I can get up bright and early. But I will see you again in 2 weeks. Keep an eye out for that. I do not know what we'll talk about at that end, you know, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. So had a nice little discussion about the different ideas that you have. Give to your friends, significant others, you know. So with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.